This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.
Studio Lounge interviews sponsored by CUNA Mutual Group, Pulsate, PSCU, Pure IT Credit Union Services, and Genusee.
Guys, welcome back to our continued coverage of the CUNA Lending Council Conference here in San Diego, California. And look who's in the studio lounge, Mr. Sam Doss from CUNA Mutual or CMFG Ventures or CUNA Mutual Venture Group.
All of the above.
We'll take that one. We'll take it. So we're about halfway through day one and a half, maybe something like that. So how are things going for you on your end?
It's been great. Yeah? I mean, it's a great group. Here present with, you know, just talking to some of the other attendees, there's a lot on the agenda, a lot of different things that are top of mind, especially given just all the market volatility going on. It's, you know, it's good to have these occasions where we can all kind of get together and trade notes and think about kind of the strategies for the future.
Yeah, and lending is like front and center, it seems like, right now. Just be, like you said, what's going on with the economy and the marketplace, and there's just so much that's, I think the discussions in the hallways here must be quite compelling based on what's happening.
Absolutely. I mean, with just interest rates rising to the point where, you know, mortgages are now at 7%, and that market, especially for a lot of the credit unions, is just kind of shut down. So it's
everything stopped.
How do you think about what other opportunities there are? How do you utilize the people resources that you even have to start thinking about it? But the great thing is, many of these credit unions, you know, they know how to adapt to the changing circumstances, and you know, I think they're here now looking for, you know, what are those next opportunities for the next 12, 18, 24 months to kind of weather the storm?
Yeah, it's a resilient bunch, for sure, for sure. So, alrighty, sir, let's talk about the topic at hand here, fintech partnership opportunities and the general market conditions here. So we're kind of focusing on how to be more efficient on everything from underwriting to reaching more of credit union's members. So there's a lot to take in that. So what's the landscape look like right now for financial services, if you can kind of boil it down and...
Yeah, I mean,
30 seconds or less. I'm just kidding.
It's certainly challenging, right? I mean, there's a lot of headwinds coming from every single direction, and you know, from the general market conditions to the political landscape. You know, we have elections coming up. Like everyone's just on pins and needles as to where things are going to go. But you know, I think as it relates to, you know, developing strategies for the future, you know, conferences like this are fantastic because, you know, there's a tremendous group of fintechs in the other room here. We're offering solutions and opportunities to help develop the strategies to deal with a lot of the hurdles that everyone's going to be facing. So it's good, and you know, I think it's interesting. Even though we're facing these times of market volatility, credit unions are now kind of old hat at it. I mean, we had to deal with, you know, starting from the Great Recession, you know, we had to deal with COVID. We have strategies in place and mindsets in place to, like, okay, how do we now adapt to what's ahead of us?
Right.
A big part of that is fintech partnerships.
Yeah.
Like, how can we leverage the know-how and the resources of some of these fintechs that are very eager to work with them, to help them move their agenda forward? And you know, I think through COVID, so many credit unions saw the advantages of developing these digital strategies along the side of these fintechs.
Yeah.
And so they've gotten comfortable with that mindset, and now they're more open to all different types of solutions. So it's a great combination. So I'll put credit unions kind of ahead of the group in terms of figuring out ways to really tackle everything that's at hand.
Yeah, no doubt. And it seems like it's a two-way street, too, because the credit unions need the fintechs, and the fintechs need the credit unions.
Oh, yeah.
It's a very symbiotic.
There you go.
Oh, my gosh.
We didn't pay that. I didn't pay you to say that. That was good.
Okay. But yeah, it is definitely a symbiotic relationship for sure.
Exactly. I mean, the fintechs bring kind of the latest technologies, the latest innovations, coupled with, you know, what credit unions do well, like they know their members, they know kind of the regulatory pitfalls and how to bring some of these solutions in a compliant manner. And so you bring that combination together and mm-hmm. develop a really mutually beneficial symbiotic mm-hmm. relationship mm-hmm. that really helps both sides yep. kind of prosper in these types of economic mm-hmm. environments.
And the ultimate beneficiary is the member. So the member gets to, yeah, obviously the fintechs and the credit unions, they both benefit and that type of stuff, but the member is the ultimate audience here.
Well, and when you think about kind of the economic environment, it's the member who is ultimately suffering the most, right? I mean, it's hard to, especially with so many of the credit union members living paycheck to paycheck, you know, right now the job market is still stable, but it's starting to shift. And it's, you know, with uncertainty comes a lot of speculation as to, you know, how am I going to weather the storm? How am I going to put food mm-hmm, on the table? Mm-hmm, and, you know, they're turning to their trusted resources, namely the credit yeah. unions, to figure yeah. out, like, you know, how, if I fall on hard times, what is my institution going to do?
How are they going to help me out for sure? Yeah. And that's a good segue to the next question here. So what are some of the trends and opportunities you are seeing impacting credit unions today?
Well, it's interesting. So there's kind of a bit of a shift. There's still, lending is always going to be top of mind for, mm-hmm. for all credit unions, yeah. but, you know, many of the credit unions that we're talking to are getting lent out to a certain extent. And, you know, 12, 18 months ago, finding new deposits or at least just other funding sources to help fuel their lending programs was readily available. Now in the rising interest rate environment, it's a lot harder to find that. And so we're seeing more and more institutions turning to a holistic balance sheet strategy where, mm-hmm. you know, they are focused on lending, but equally focus on how to drive more deposits into their institutions. Yeah. And so that yeah. means, you know, how can we better service our members and make our services top of mind to that member, and also attracting new members into their ecosystem. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. that means providing the right products and services that they're looking for to draw them in. Mm-hmm. And you know, if you find that right balance, it lifts all boats, right? Yeah. Because yeah. you're now solving for the member's needs while also increasing wallet share and driving both interest income and potentially non-interest mm-hmm. income opportunities. Mm-hmm. So it's mm-hmm. it's a shift in mindset, but kind of the evolution of where we are in the market.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt. And I'm also thinking about kind of the out of the frying pan and into the fire situation, because we were in this frying pan during the pandemic, and then we get out of it for a split second, we're like, and then all of a sudden now we're into the fire with this recession thing going on potentially going on. And
you said the word. You said the word.
Now. Did I say it? Did I say the R word? Did I jinx everybody? Oh, gosh.
No, but it's true. But, I mean, I think credit unions recognize this, right? I mean, the market always goes through cycles, yeah, and we're just hitting that other cycle. But now I think they're better armed to utilize fintechs to help weather that storm and build strategies to deal with it. And, you know, going back to, you know, figuring out other solutions, there's a outside of just looking at the balance sheet, it's about how to drive more efficiencies into what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And that means, how do you drive more efficiencies in their underwriting? And on top of that, you know, there's such a large push from the regulators for more fair lending, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and credit unions are perfectly in the perfect position to address those needs mm-hmm. With just a broader financial inclusion play. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. you know, we see companies like a Zest, who is providing AI decisioning to help widen the funnel and drive more efficiencies yeah. into their underwriting programs, but also with an eye towards fair lending. Mm-hmm. And they've been very proactive.
Yeah, inclusivity for sure.
Yeah, exactly, for sure. Exactly. And so, you know, that helps, again, drive more members into the institutions, get them the loan products that they're looking for, mm-hmm. But also, ideally, you know, driving more member satisfaction, which hopefully will drive them to mm-hmm. put more of their services back into the credit union. So it creates this virtuous feedback loop mm-hmm. that, you know, I think is ultimately beneficial for everyone involved.
Yeah, I agree. And also, you know, it seems like every challenge that we go through, that we experience, we're better on the other side. We learn from it and we're better on the other side of it. So I think that's what we're going to, that's what's going to happen 100%. On this one for sure.
Yeah.
So that said, so what's CMFG Ventures and CUNY Mutual doing to help credit unions during these times? Because obviously you guys have your eyes on the horizon looking for these fintechs or other solutions out there to help folks out. So
yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, CUNY Mutual and CMFG Ventures, we're in the business of helping the end member and helping our creating partners deliver those solutions.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we've traditionally done that with a whole host of insurance products. Now, through the fintechs that we invest in on the CMFG Ventures side, we also have our fintech solutions vertical within CUNY Mutual that has really tied together a lot of the fintech assets that we've either built in-house or acquired over the years to, you know, package more digitally native progressive solutions that, you know, kind of address a lot of these needs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that fintech solutions team is also working with a lot of our venture portfolio
mm-hmm,
companies
mm-hmm.
to drive those solutions into the credit unions and
yep.
bring them
yep.
top of mind. Because, I mean, that's the challenge. I mean, one of the challenges that we saw on the venture side, credit unions are faced with thousands and thousands upon thousands of choices of who to partner
yeah.
with. And it's
yeah.
it's can be overbearing to figure out, you know, what's going to solve, not only solve our needs, but kind of satisfy the needs of our members while kind of finding the right mix of companies that, you know, have the financial wherewithal and share the same mission as credit unions.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's a daunting task for anybody.
Completely.
And so, you know, by having CUNY Mutual and CMFG Ventures really focus in on that, you know, we can help
yep.
weed through a
yep.
lot of that and
yep.
kind of bring the best-in-class types mm-hmm. of solutions to the forefront.
Yeah, that's a big fear. I don't want to say it's a big, I mean, it's a fear for credit unions to partner up with this fintech and then, is that fintech going to be around in a year or so or two? But
it's
going
tough.
Through you guys have gone through kind of almost like a vetting process almost. So when they kind of work through you, there's some heightened assuredness that
yeah, I mean, we
for a
certainly
while.
Put our stamp of approval
yeah.
on these companies.
Yeah.
Like we wouldn't invest in them if they didn't fulfill a lot of these same criteria.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, with that said, there's always going to be risk involved, and you know, we've seen very large companies blow up.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
and
oh,
fail,
yeah.
and so it's just part of the calculus as you look at
mm-hmm.
the partner track.
Right.
But you know, you brought up the great point. Every time you enter into these partnerships, you learn something new and you develop more of the learnings as to how to deal with the hiccups that may come along with it.
Mm-hmm.
These partnerships, not unlike the investments we make, it's a marriage, right? These partnerships are long-term
mm-hmm.
Endeavors, and so you have to learn through it, through good times and bad,
yeah.
on how to solve for those needs. And you know, that's where it becomes mutually beneficial. You want to be able to lean on those partners
mm-hmm.
when you can.
Yep.
And you know, we consider ourselves, even though you know we're you know making investments in these companies, you know, we still want to be front and center, and CUNY Mutual is always going to be there
yeah.
to help
yeah.
our credit unions kind of weather those storms and those
mm-hmm.
hurdles as they come.
Well, what you guys are providing is such an incredible resource, so for credit unions. So it's just again, I mean, even for maybe even the smaller shops who may not have the resources to go out and search for these, you know, fintechs themselves, but
yeah.
You guys, you know, have done a lot of the legwork for folks out there, for credit unions rather. So it's
yeah,
it's a pretty big feather in the industry's cap to have something like
over
that.
Over the last year, we also implemented our fintech forum, which is this broader community of credit unions, fintechs, and industry experts to drive learnings to the largest credit unions
mm-hmm.
to the smallest credit
mm-hmm.
unions, right? I mean, that we want to be able to disseminate that those learnings
yeah.
as broadly
yeah.
as possible
mm-hmm.
so that everyone is armed with, you know, what are the current trends, what are the latest solutions that, you know, will resonate for their institutions
mm-hmm.
and ultimately for their
mm-hmm.
members.
Yeah.
You know, today, you know, we have over 2,000 members within that fintech forum, and it's growing every day.
Wow. Yeah. Good for you guys.
Yeah. No, it's been fantastic.
Wow.
The reception from credit unions has been overwhelmingly positive. We had an event out in Madison where we, you know, showcased a lot of our portfolio companies, but, you know, brought together over 200 credit unions to, you know, directly interact and you know, take all that in, and the reception on both sides of that equation between the fintechs and the credit unions was overwhelmingly positive.
I bet.
Great learning events.
Yeah, I think credit unions are just they're clamoring for this type of information, or clamoring for these types of this resource. So yeah, for sure. So they're looking for answers everywhere, especially in these times where you got to get a little bit more creative.
Yeah.
So yeah, 100%. And there's a lot of fintechs out there that'll certainly are more than eager to help out. So good stuff. All right, sir. Well, I'm gonna let you get back at it, Sam. Thank you so much for your time today
and
your expertise. As always, always learn something new today or every time I talk to you. So always appreciate the time, and yeah, keep up the good work there at CMFG Ventures. All right, sir. Well done.
Take care.
Studio Lounge interviews sponsored by CUNY Mutual Group, Pulse8, PSCU, Pure IT Credit Union Services, and Genuity. This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.